Yesterday afternoon, BART officials released a statement saying that another of their employees had tested positive for the coronavirus. KLW's Joshua Sorodiak has more.
While this employee worked in stations and on BART trains, BART officials say that they did not have direct contact with the public. The last day the employee worked was Sunday, and they are currently in quarantine. Officials also say that the employee wore a mask and gloves during their shifts and adhered to social distancing guidelines. BART says that they are utilizing contact tracing and that all employees who came into contact with the infected worker have since been quarantined for testing. This was the first employee in a public-facing role to test positive for the virus. However, according to the statement, two other workers with positions behind the scenes contracted coronavirus in recent weeks. BART says both workers have since recovered. The BART system has been engaged in enhanced cleaning practices to disinfect train cars and stations. These include using a disinfectant fog on all in-use cars every 24 hours and wiping down all high-touch surfaces at least 6 times per janitorial shift. All stations are cleaned multiple times each day. BART has faced a drastic decrease in ridership due to the coronavirus, and as a result, trains are not running as frequently. Trains are now running every 30 minutes on weekdays, and service ends at 9 p.m. every night. Weekend service now begins at 8 a.m. I'm Joshua Sorodiak, KALW News.